back in the saddle and out on the trail. With Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It's time to get around talk horses, everybody. Welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show, Casey Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
Yeah, great to have you here. And here we are, March already.
It's already March. Good morning to you. It's great. The winter's almost over. Flu season is about over. We're getting ready vaccination for our horses. And we got a lot to talk about on this horse show for 1 hour.
There's a lot of neat stuff going. And we had a great time last week at Equifest. We'll talk a little bit about that, too.
That was a lot of fun. Top horseman there. And got to see some Ultimate Horseman Challenge.
Hey, we've got on with us today, just great to have him back. It was great to see him in Equifest, and that's Frank Slaughter. Pastor Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm right here, Ernie.
Really good. Yeah. Hey, it was good to see you and Brenda last week, and so glad to have you back on the show today. And I've got some folks on the prayer list I'm going to go over with you real quick, if that's all right.
Yes.
Okay, how about let's pray for all the Christians all over the world, our president, the world leaders. Mark Birkdahl, keep him in our prayers. Frank, we always keep you in our prayers. Keep getting well. Grass fire victims, Houston flood victims. Also, Pat Buzzard, the wife of Bill Buzzard, a great friend of mine. And then I want to keep in prayers Chris and Marie McCann Lindquist, their family. They lost their daughter here about 10 days ago, Emma. I want to keep them in our prayers. And also John Murnane. And then Mark Andrews, his mom is in the hospital, suffered a stroke, Millie Andrews. Kevin Boland, Hillary Watson, Wyatt Deal, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckel, My Home Church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, Pat Rodina, Tim Trayvon, we're praying for you, John Speck, and Allie Costello, they're at the studio here. Steve Miles and Tonganoxie and Steve Miles and Baser and Debbie Brenneman, wife of Greg Brenneman. And I'm going to, you've got someone on the prayer list?
You know, Ernie, let's pray for the friends and family of all the Kansas City police departments, including our favorite, the Kansas City Mounted Patrol, which we're having a poker tournament, for all the families that have lost their first responders out there. We pray for you always.
Thank you. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Frank.
Okay. And I've got to tell you guys, it was great to see you last weekend. We had a great time. But let's take this to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, first off, that you are you. You, your glory and you're just matchless in everything that you do. You breathed everything into existence and you spoke it into being. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys and all of the animals that we love so much. Thank you, Lord. And then you had a plan to redeem us. Incredible. But, Lord, today we want to come to you and lift up everybody on that list, but also many, many others that are listening in this morning that are going through something financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally. There's so many ways that people can be fearful and be anxious. And, Lord, we just pray that you send your peace over all of us. Letting us know that you've got a plan, and Lord, we pray for the Christians, the whole body of Christ universally, especially those being persecuted, our men and women in uniform that are protecting us every day abroad and here at home, and like Ed always says, our first responders here at home, our police departments, firefighters, EMTs, doctors and nurses, and just everybody that's their goal is to take care of us. And Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for the promise of spring as well. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Frank, thank you so much. And I want to urge you folks, if you're ever around the Lone Jack area, to go out and visit their church, Open Range Fellowship. And then your church is on Saturday night and also on Sunday morning, if I'm correct, Frank.
Yeah, 6 o'clock Saturday night, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And if people are out of the area, they can watch it online through our website, through Facebook, through YouTube channels, you name it.
We appreciate everything you do. Tell Brandon I said hello and have a great weekend. Thanks for being part of Better Horses Radio, KC Style. And folks, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 8 at KCWE Channel 29, and you'll see Frank on there tomorrow, so on Better Horses TV. Frank, thank you so much, brother.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you.
You had a busy week this week.
Really busy. I'll tell you what, we'll have to get into that. And we want to thank, as far as for bringing in our inspiration, let's thank our friends at BetterHorses.com. What a great website. We're spreading the word about it and everything. Go to BetterHorses.com, your calendar. And also we want to thank Heritage Tractor for bringing us our guests this week, too. Great, great partner, the John Deere dealership. 10 outlets around the area. Go to heritagetractor.com.
All the way to Baldwin City, Olathe, Topeka, Lawrence, Atchison, Clinton, Kearney, Platte City, and Adrian, Missouri.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, just great, a great bunch of folks in John Deere. If you, those that don't have a John Deere wish they did.
I want one.
I'll tell you, the other night, I was at K-State with Dr. Chris Blevins, field service director for KSU. We're going to get him on today talking about vaccination programs and some tweaks that you can do to maybe make it a little bit more effective. And so we're going to get him on. He was great last night at the KSU event we went to. And then, you know, one of our great sponsors is CSI Pads. And an elite healer on their team, and I think he held the average. Him and his partner, he's a tremendous healer. His name is Travis Graves from Jay, Oklahoma. We're going to get him on. Talk about roping. You know, I want to talk not only about his successes, but get some insight, because if you're a great roper, you got to have a great horse. And so we're going to talk to him about that. Really neat fella. We're going to get him on. And so that's pretty exciting. And then we got our calendar, and then we got lots of stuff going on. I know. Just looking around, just keeps getting cranked up, sun shining, all that.
Spring's right around the corner, and everybody's exercising their horses, getting ready for clinics and also events and competing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and have Dr. Blevins, but we're also going to have the Blazing the Trail segment when we come back. I'm Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back.
She looked me in the eye and said, "It's over. I can't take this heartache anymore."
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. So glad you joined us today. I tell you what, we enjoyed seeing so many of you last week at Equifest in Topeka. What a success it was. Great time. Ed, we had a great time there, didn't we?
A lot of great shows and a lot of great vendors out there.
And we would not have a complete Equifest if it wasn't for Oscar.
Oscar, our mascot,
which is our parrot. The parrot that thinks it's a human.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was great to have him there. So much. It kind of kicks off the horse season, I feel like. Around this area, the whole area, when you have Equifest. And my hat goes off to Justine Staten and her group for doing such a good job.
They did a great job.
Hey, this next segment we're ready to is brought to us by our good friends at EC Equine Center, Equus Carito, which we had a great event there last Tuesday there with Greg Darnell and Sherry's wife was there, and Brad Lund. It was just a great time. And what a great place. They're just really getting involved. Just south of town, if you're thinking about taking riding lessons, or you want a place to board your horse, right now, although they're filled up, not a better place to go. And that is Equus Carito.
A great educational event, which we had our friends at Perry Trent come over and talk about the legal and liabilities that what we should know about horses.
But right now, it's time for a Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by our good friends at Merck Animal Health. And in fact, this guy's just super when it comes to knowledge on training, training, marketing, showing, and judging. We got Joe Hayes with us. Joe, how you doing?
I'm busy. I'm doing good this morning. Going 100 miles an hour.
Well, your neighbors are on. I sent your neighbors home, Greg and Greg Darnell and Sherry. They said to tell you hi.
Well, good. Yeah, it's always good to see Greg and Sherry.
Yeah. Hey, what's on your mind today? I know you're swamped.
Yeah, well, I've got a tip for you this morning, Ernie. I hope it will be helpful for the viewers, the listeners. You know, when you're working with your horse, be firm, but take your time. Let me explain what I mean. A horse is preoccupied by one thing, survival. Now, they're also preoccupied by eating, and, you know, they have a good appetite, and we all know that. But, you know, the underlying principle in a horse is they're thinking about their survival. You know, is that a lion behind the bush kind of a way of thinking? Humans are ruled by time. We think about time. I'm in my truck right now carrying an embryo to the embryo transfer place to be implanted in a recent mare. So time is important to me. But horses don't think in terms of time. They think in terms of survival. So when you're working with your horse, the person is thinking about time. Well, I have to get this turnaround. I have to get this lead change by next month, whatever. You know, I got to get them to turn the second barrel better by such and such a date. Horses aren't dictated or ruled by time. They're ruled by survival. So every time you work with your horse, slow down. Think about that. People have time on the brain. Horses have survival on the brain. If you rush a horse too much in training, working with them, they get worried, and therefore their survival instinct kicks in. As a human, we're thinking, well, dang, I got to have this done by next week. No, a horse doesn't think that way. Be firm working with your horse. We gave that clue a couple weeks ago. However, think about take your time, and you'll get the job done sooner. With the principles that I've just explained. Ernie, I hope that helps people out to slow down and you will get there faster. Does that make sense?
I tell you what, Joe, you always knock it out of the park with a tip, and it makes all your tips make sense. And that's a great one there, because I have a tendency to get in a hurry, right, and just makes us slow down and enjoy it. Joe, you're one of the best, and appreciate all you do and contribute to Better Horses Radio.
Thank you, Ernie. It's always good to visit with you and be on the show.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Hayes in Gainesville, Texas, also has 30 years of reining horse industry. During that time, he was placed in the top 10 in reining and the HQHA World Show.
He's good. I mean, just a lot of comments. And he's a graduate of Cornell University.
He's an Ivy Leaguer.
Ivy Leaguer, that's it. But really a great guy. And all these tips, you know, if it's a simple step that makes sense. You know, really, we apply that, we would be so much a better horseman. But it's just always great to have him on, and we've got a lot of good ones, and looking forward to taking this to another level, which I'm excited about Better Horses Radio KC style as far as being a podcast. I mean, from that standpoint, it's kind of put this thing, knocked it into another gear.
You know, if you want to listen to Better Horses on your when you're driving down and you've got your Bluetooth on, you go to podcasts and just search betterhorses.com, and you can hear all our radio shows.
Help me understand. When they do that, Ed, and they go to just on your iPhone, search podcasts and go to that, does that come out of betterhorsesnetwork.com, or does that come out of our betterhorses.com?
Well, that comes out of betterhorses.com, and then that's also being archived in the Better Horses Network.
So they can go to betterhorsesnetwork.com and get any of the old past deals.
And once you see one show and you've learned that we had another guest that you'd like to hear, you can go through the archives and listen to a new show.
Oh, that's great.
They can also go to kcmotalkradio.com, and all of your podcasts are loaded on there too.
Good deal. Thank you, Martel.
No problem.
A bottom line is,
who was that voice?
I tell you what, you can hear it everywhere.
The smooth sounds of Martel Love.
There you are. The Love Doctor. But anyway, we got, speaking of doctors, our next guest, really excited, brought to us by our good friends at StanleyForage.com. Stanley Forage, a great company for like ground alfalfa, alfalfa pellets, and it's a great kind of additional source of nutrition that you can feed your horses as far as their forage. And we got a friend of the horse. We got Dr. Chris Blevins, Director of Field Service Director at Kansas State University. Dr. Blevins, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you doing, Ernie?
Good. A little bit short of sleep, but I feel pretty good.
It's kind of late night.
Hey, it was great to see you and your whole team back out there yesterday. And as I was telling the folks, it's you can never talk too much about vaccinations. And, you know, what I had a chance to hear a talk on some vaccinations, and, you know, they talk about flu. And, in fact, a good friend of mine hasn't been anywhere with his horses, hasn't done anything with his horses, but they all broke out into strangles. Why does that happen?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you start talking about strangles, it's a highly contagious disease. Really, with that, as horses move around, they're more likely, you know, exposed to a lot of different horses, different environments. They're more likely to potentially see it. Obviously, the most common that you'll hear about it is, well, bought a horse from the sale barn and came down with strangles. But, you know, I think that as horses continue to move around, they're just more likely to be exposed to a lot of different horses and a lot of potentially different diseases.
That makes sense. And now, on the vaccination deals, I mean, everybody should start thinking about vaccinating now. And then I heard a comment from a good source that made sense, kind of, is that some of these folks are doing their West Nile vaccines in the fall.
Yeah, you know, I think we have to be careful on how we strategically vaccinate horses. I think the biggest thing that most horse owners need to remember that we need to vaccinate horses prior to exposure. In Kansas, so far, it's recommended that we give all our vaccines that are, I guess, carried by mosquitoes prior to the mosquito season. And so this is why most vaccines are given in the spring. And so the West Nile, the sleeping sickness one, so the Eastern Western, those, you know, we usually are trying to get those right prior to the mosquito season. Now, because we've had such mild, you know, those falls and mosquitoes are staying around a little bit longer, we're starting to implement other protocols potentially that you see more in the southern U.S. Where they do a spring and then a fall booster for like West Nile and Eastern and Western equine encephalomyelitis.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Ed, you got something?
So we look at when you go through vaccinations, you talked about the sleeping sickness, and we talked about West Nile along with the rabies. Are we including tetanus in all of our spring vaccinations?
Yes, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where it's mostly in a lot of those combination vaccines. And so when you start talking about the core vaccines every horse needs every year, that would include West Nile, Eastern Western equine encephalomyelitis, which is that sleeping sickness, tetanus, rabies. Those are the ones that we have to make sure every horse is getting vaccinated for, no matter where they're at, because it's just in the environment. And tetanus is one that we really need to be careful with, that we're keeping our horses boosted on those, especially annually. But then if they have a wound, if it's been more than 6 months since its last tetanus toxoid booster, that we boosted again too. So don't forget that if a horse gets a wound or a scratch or something.
Well, and wrapping our vaccination deal up too, it's really neat as far as just to vaccinate with flu. I mean, there's different strains that you want to make sure you want to get with the flu, right?
Yeah, you know, the biggest or the most highly contagious flu that we have for horses, there's different, you know, strains of it, and it's what we call an H3N8 is our highly contagious strain that rapidly can go from horse to horse and can travel, you know, up to 50 yards, so you don't have to be in really close contact with other horses. So that's something else we need to remember. So it's a risk-based vaccine, but a lot of people are doing that vaccine, or it's in other combination categories when we vaccinate horses. And so you can look at it in two different ways. There is some killed vaccines that you can give in the muscle of your horse, and then there is this modified live vaccine, too, that you can squirt in the horse's nose. Now, squirting something in the horse's nose is never an easy process, but it does get a little bit better protection. But being modified live, you have to be careful, because not every horse, especially pregnant mares, would be one category that cannot have that vaccine. So you need to consult your veterinarian on figuring out which vaccine is best and when to give that.
Dr. Chris Blevins from Kansas State University, the field service director. I mean, taking it to another level, Dr. Chris. Hope to get you back on there. I would urge folks to get a hold of you. Just call out the K-State hospital, and they can get in touch with you. You're like a hospital within a hospital.
right. Yep, we're teaching our future veterinarians, and we're also seeing a lot of cases and keeping horses healthy out there. And, yeah, 785-532-5700, large animal number.
Thanks a lot, Doc. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Ed. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking team roping when we come back with Travis Graves. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Listen to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. So glad you joined us.
Cowboy.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show. KC Style, I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
And love a little Willie Nelson. Hope he's feeling better. You know, he went off the road for a while.
He traveled too much.
Traveled too much. He's only like 80-some years old.
Got to learn to slow down. Just a
great music. And I tell you what, it's only appropriate, this song, with the next guest, because he's a real cowboy coming up. And he's brought to us by our good friends at PurinaMills.com. PurinaMills.com. Go to that website. Plug in your zip code and find that independent Purina dealer next to you. We're talking about the independent one, the ones that invest in your community, invest in your events, and these are the ones you really need to support. And go to see that one, and I think you'll be really happy. You know, Purina is the only company I know that will feed their feed to their horses first before they will ever ask you to feed it to yours, because of the research, Ed.
All sorts of feeds that they got over in Gray Summit in the research center, but every feed that you need for your horse is available at the Purina Mills dealers.
And another one bringing us this segment, I got to put this in there because we were at Equifest last week, and this lady, her product is just like super excited. Folks want to win, and I'm talking about that thing called a CSI pad, and they love it. And this guy's one of her elite on her elite team with CSI pads when it comes to healer. They don't get any better than this guy here, and we got him on here right now. And that is we've got Travis Graves from Jay, Oklahoma. Travis, welcome to Better Horses.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you what, I hear so much about you through Donna, and first of all, I want to congratulate you because you've had a tremendous year last year, and you, from what I understand, you had a tremendous Sunday last week. Am I correct?
Yes, at the American, we ended up finishing second. It's one of the biggest rodeos of the year.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. How great is the American?
The American's awesome. It's just the richest one-day rodeo, and the atmosphere is unbelievable, and it's at the AT&T Stadium, and it just don't get much better.
Now, you ended up getting you made it back to the final four. Am I correct?
Yes.
And then you made it. You ended up second.
Yes.
I mean, that's still great. And you're roping with the best. From that standpoint, and if I'm correct, Don, you were the you led the average in the timed during the NFR this past year.
Yes, we ended up winning the average at the NFR, the fastest team on 10 steers.
Wow.
So,
and you're the healer.
I'm the healer.
Yeah, from Jay, Oklahoma.
From Jay, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and I take it from reading about you, you get a pretty good horse because you know a pretty good trainer down there.
Yeah.
That'd be your dad.
My dad.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about what does it take? I mean, we know you got to be good at the healing as far as roping, but what does it take to have a great healing horse?
Man, a horse is everything in our business. They're the difference from making you from good to great, putting you in the right spot at the right time, and they're super hard to find. They're getting harder to find, and if you do, they cost a lot, you know, anywhere from 50 to some 100 grand, you know?
Wow. But you win a lot of money with them.
Yeah, that's how we make our living. You know, it's the most important thing that we have to have is our horse.
Now, on a day like today, or a typical day, you probably if you're not roping at an event, you're practicing somewhere.
Yes, I try to rope every day if I'm home, if I'm not at a rodeo or a competition.
So, Travis, you've been roping for a long time. So you won the Youth Rodeo Healing title in 2001. What kind of training have you gone through since then?
Man, I've roped ever since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
I mean, this is all I've ever wanted to do, and is my goal and my dream, and I get to live my dream. So,
Travis,
so it's not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's not work, you know. It's if you love it. So, I love to rope. So.
Okay, so Travis, I got to ask you. So you're going out and you're going in for your roping. You're looking for timing more than anything else. So talk to us and walking through when you're looping the horse out there and you're looking at that steer. What are you looking for first before you throw that rope?
I'm looking at the feet. You know, it's like you said, it's called timing. You got to be in time with the steer's feet, and that way when you deliver your loop at the right time, that those feet go in your loop.
Now, Travis,
hard to explain.
Yeah, and it's very hard to see sometimes when we're watching the NFR from our living room. And the NFR, like every year, just some lightning runs. I don't even know how you can even see what you're throwing at.
Yeah, that goes over years and years of practice and millions of steers that you've run. That's why we practice trying to be sharp. You know, like the other day at the American, I think 3-7 didn't make it back to the final four.
Wow. That's just unbelievable. I got to ask you, when you were a kid, you did all this youth. Were you one of those kids at the rodeo that you roped everybody's feet when they walked by?
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly who you are and everything. But yeah. I tell you what, but the horse, how many horses you take that you have in your string that you take traveling around?
I have three. That horse I rode the other day at the American, his name's Chip. I just bought him after the NFR. And I have my old horse, Manny, and I have another horse, Huey. Those are my top three horses.
Now, and healing is what you've always focused on.
Pretty much, yeah. I've had it a little bit here and there, but healing is pretty much what I wanted to do.
How do you pick your partner? Do you have the same partner every time, or do you kind of break it up?
Well, rodeoing, I've roped with Chad Masters the last 3 years. So he lives close, so we could practice together every day and work at it. And he's about 15 miles from me. So it all comes into play. You know, you have to have the same goals. You both have to have good horses, and you both have to work at it.
Well, we got to talk about a pad that we just got off of Equifest, and we've been working with Donna and the CSI pads. Those pads, mm-hmm. those pads are for real, aren't they?
Yeah, like I said, you know, the horse is the most important part of our job, and I want the best pad that I can get that's going to, you know, take the shock from the jerk and make him be comfortable. And CSI is the best pad that I found that kept him comfortable and not getting sore.
Well, that's good. Now, you're going to be down this weekend at the timed event championships, I take it?
No, I'm not. I don't do the timed event. I'm in Houston. I'm going to be in Rodeo Houston.
Oh, that's right. They don't do the roping. Houston Rodeo's going on right now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I tell you what, you represent the rodeo world and the sport of roping tremendously as far as on that. And not only is your ability to rope and horses and everything, but what you are out at the rodeo in front of the kids and all your fans, you just do a super job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I work hard and try to be a down-to-earth, good person and talk to everybody I can.
Now, whereabouts is Jay, Oklahoma, in respect to this, Oklahoma?
It is northeast corner of Oklahoma, right on the line, on the Arkansas line.
Okay.
I'm about an hour and a half east of Tulsa.
Okay. Well, it was nice to see your neighbor, kind of your neighbor, on doing some of the announcement, and that'd be Justin McKee down at the American.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I grew up with Justin, and he's an awesome commentator and a real good friend.
So you will obviously give credit to your wife, Tamika, over there, but Walt Woodard was kind of your mentor, wasn't he?
Yes. My dad used to have roping schools when I was a kid at our place. You know, we had indoor arena, had put on ropings, and trained horses, and he came to the house and did a bunch of roping clinics and got to know him. And then I went to his house for a couple summers when I got a little older, about 16 or 17. And now that I live where I live now, I actually live in Morganville, Texas now. So
there you go.
He lives pretty close.
Before we let you go, would you give us just a word of wisdom to the young ropers out there, and even older ropers out there, as far as to improve not only their horsemanship, but maybe their roping ability, and we'll let you go with that.
Okay. Then the main thing I would do is try to get a good foundation, you know, like I did, you know, with Walt Woodard. He helped me get the basics down, and if I ever had a problem, I can call him. But if you get that good foundation, you always have something to go back to. So if you're trying to start or you got a problem, try to go to somebody good like Walt or somebody that's doing schools or something and get some help.
Hey, I tell you what, we really appreciate you being on. Will you come back and be a guest on Better Horses?
You bet. I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for what you represent out there. Travis Grave, with Elite Healer. Just great to have him on there, and tremendous roper. We'll talk to you later, Travis.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
I'm ready to start roping. Are you ready to be a healer, or do you want to be ahead?
You know, I know one thing. If you could be half as good as that guy, you'd be pretty good.
And I want to say that he officially has both thumbs, so he's got to be really good.
Really good. So, hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to wrap this show up. Just having a fun time here at Better Horses Radio, KC style. And you can check us out. Go to betterhorses.com. Email me if you got anything, ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. Of course, unless the horse.
Welcome back to the Better Horses Radio, KC style. This is dedicated to my partner here, Ed Adams. And the Mr. Ed Show. That's it.
Do you remember this show?
I love the show.
This was like with Petticoat Junction and Green Acres and Mr. Ed.
And Wilbur.
And Wilbur. Very good.
And Wilbur.
Very
don't forget good. That. But very it's great. Good. Hey, I thought you'd enjoy that and just have a blast doing this show down here. And I'm so thankful that we in this area have a show dedicated for us, not me, not Ed, for all of us in the horse industry and everything. We always want to hear what's going on. We're having fun with the TV show, and that's airing on KCWE Channel 29 every Sunday morning at 8. And this week, actually, we're going to be going down, you're taking you down near Springfield, and with Fred Bershauer, who used to be up here, and Darcy Lynn at the Wright Lead Ranch. Our own area, Randy Heinfeld, who is a tremendous, tremendous acupuncture and chiropractor veterinarian. He's going to be featured along with Roger Cole, the dentist. And then we're going to go back and do the Mexican food with Mark Birkdahl, because another network wasn't able to do it, and everyone loved his fajitas. So we're going to do that. But having a blast and expanding, Ed.
On KCWE at 8 o'clock on Sunday. So be sure to watch for that. Also look for all those shows that are going to be also replayed on our internet, which is going to be our homepage at betterhorses.com.
Hey, a calendar. Let's touch on the calendar a little bit right now. And folks, first of all, if you got anything, you need to go to betterhorses.com and put it on the calendar right there. And you put it on the calendar. It doesn't cost anything yet.
And it doesn't, we need all your feedback, and everybody that's looking to do horse events, get on betterhorses.com, take a look at what's going on around your city and around the state of Kansas and Missouri and Oklahoma.
Well, in EC Equine Center down there south of Lewisburg, they have sorting every Monday night. Clinic by Josh Rushing start at 5 and then sorting at 7. And then also, we just set it up right before the Dream Ride, Tammy Pate, horsemanship/yoga, riding with her. It's going to be a two-day clinic down there on September 4th and the 5th. Get a hold of, just go to their Facebook, EC Equine Center, get a hold of them. We're getting the information on that. And let's not forget the Dream Ride in the Flint Hills. We want you to join us. This is going to be the ride, I feel. It's going to be at the Clover Cliff Ranch, just west of Strong City, and it's going to be September 7th through the 9th. And we added another ride to it, and September 7th through 9th. Go to CloverCliffRanch.com and check it out. It's beautiful.
And it's September 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it's also on our events page on BetterHorses.com. And like you said, we added another ride, which will be on a Friday. So we're expecting a lot of people to come on out.
And who's going to join us is Kurt and Tammy Pate, Kerry Coon, Brent Wright, Josh Rushing, just to mention a few. And we're going to have a tremendous, tremendous event that evening in the pavilion there at the Clover Cliff, where us riders are going to be out there, but we're going to have it open to the ranches and stuff around there to have a great evening hosted by Mr. Ron McDaniel with Merck.
And this is your time to get out, get your horse ready, and go ahead and sign up. And this will give you all summer to practice and get ready to go on the Great Flint Hills Ride.
It's going to be just a great time. And, you know, and I want to tell you, we got a lot of listeners that love horses, maybe don't own a horse from that standpoint. Call us. We'll find you a way to get hooked up with a ranch, get to with a rider. Come out and stay at this beautiful place. You won't want to miss this at the Clovercliff Ranch, the 19th annual Dream Ride in the Flint Hills.
And we can get you all. And if you're even looking for a horse, the Kansas City Horse Stable Owners Association will always have a place for you to board and to take care of your horse.
Hey, we picked up another property on Better Horses Property this week out in Harrisonville, Missouri. Beautiful little horse ranch out there. It's got, I think it's, we're getting the details together, but it's going to be listed pretty quick. Just out there, a little bit south of Harrisonville. But, you know, that brings up a point. If you got a property that you'd like to sell, contact me, Ernie, at BetterHorsesRadio.com. And what we'll do is we will match you up with the right realtor that will help you cross the finish line as far as when it comes to that. And what we'll do then, Better Horses, Ed, is we got our whole marketing program looking at that. We got the publication, the website, the radio, the TV, the e-blast, and we'll put your marketing of your property on steroids.
And the podcast. So we'll give you everything that we're talking about horses will be available. And what a great newspaper. We've got a newspaper coming out again. But you know what I'm practicing, Ernie? I'm practicing my poker, because you know what we're doing tonight?
No.
We are having our Sheriff's Mounted Posse Poker Night, Texas Hold'em in Lee Summit, Missouri. And everyone is welcome.
And it goes to a good cause.
And it goes to a good cause. All goes to all their proceeds go to the first responders.
No, it's They're, really good.
It's really good.
And I want to congratulate you, compliment you on what you do for the police and first responders and all that. You do a super job. And the community is lucky to have you for what you do and bring to that.
And you know, Sergeant Joey Roberts over there at the Mounted Patrol and the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse is putting together their downtown trail ride in Kansas City with Kansas City Cowboys for Cops, which will be July 27th on a Friday. And that we're expecting about, Ernie, 400 horses
wow.
that are going to be coming
well,
down.
Man, I want to also tell you that, you know, we talk about BetterHorses.com. If you go to BetterHorses.com and click on our properties, Ed, they can see all of our properties, and it's linked right back to the realtor's website and everything else. Really cool deal.
So what a beautiful day. We're about ready to go ride our horses. How's your horse doing?
Really good. In fact, that's my plans this weekend, is to ride, get them out, and knock the mud off. We actually have a little mud on them now.
Yeah, well, we're drying out after this ice and rainstorm that came through.
Had a great week with Greg Darnell and his wife Sherry on Bit and Biddings. If you haven't seen it, you missed something. So it was great to have them at Equifest. And just congratulations to everybody at Equifest, the Horse Council, for doing such a great job. Hey, it's that time I hate every week. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know and love and give them a kiss and tell them you love them. And I'm talking to Connie and Matt and Brent. Tina Corley, it was great to see you. How about Uncle Mikey? What about you? Got anybody?
Hey, let's take a shout out to my better half, also helping out the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, Tara Adams.
And it was great to see your son Nick out there.
Wasn't that fun? He also got us on the air and works for KMBC over there, our friends and family people over there airing our program.
Susie Mackey, we hope you're listening to Better Horses and just do a great job. Our friends at Heritage Tractor, all the outlets, you guys are just great to work with. Check them out when you're looking for your next implement, John Deere. Till next week, this is Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails and ride for the brand.